Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Convene his security cabinet on Friday to approve this deal.
ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem. The death toll from the Los Angeles wildfires rose by 2 and now stands at 27. There were a couple of notable entertainment world obituaries. Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, who parlayed a forgettable career as a player into a punchline for movie and TV appearances just a bit outside, died at the age of 90. And filmmaker David Lynch of Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, The First Dune, and Twin Peaks fame passed away at the age of 79. This is ABC News. In Virginia.
For the last time, as Commander-in-Chief, I want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the families. We owe you.
The Commander-in-Chief farewell ceremony.
Serving as your Commander-in-Chief has been the greatest honor of my life.
Outgoing Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin attending.
For more than five decades, President Joe Biden has thrown himself into public service. And over the past 4 years, he's secured his place in history as one of our great foreign policy presidents.
Five Assumption University students appeared in court in Worcester, Massachusetts, accused of plotting to lure a man to their campus through a dating app and then seizing him as part of a catch-a-predator trend on TikTok. Pleas of not guilty entered for the five, aged 18 and 19. They'll be back in court for a pretrial conference March 28th. Richard Cantu.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high of 43 degrees today, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably warm. A chance of spotty sprinkles by late afternoon, which could turn to flurries tonight. Also tonight, a low of 10 degrees. It will cool off, and then Saturday 16 for a high. Saturday night, 8 degrees below zero. Bitter cold with wind chills at 20 to 25 below. Sunday, sunny to partly cloudy, breezy with harsh cold. Wind chills as low as 30 below zero by night. A high on Sunday and Monday of just zero. Right now in Richland Center, winds around 4 miles per hour from the south. After a low of 23, our temperature is currently at 25 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Good morning. Today is Friday, January 17th.
Oh, say can you see? What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars.
God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true, that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. There were times when my impatient heart didn't want to wait for you. It just seemed like you would never come, and I didn't know what to do. I almost gave up waiting and started looking on my own. But then the Lord brought you to me, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true, that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. I promise that you will always be a treasure in my heart, to have and to hold so tenderly till death do we part. With this ring I pledge to you a never-ending love that will carry you through all we do till we reach our home. From Adam's side, God formed his bride, beautiful as could be. And standing here beside you, I see he's done the same for me. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true, that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful as you. I waited such a long time, and I can't believe it's true, that by my side God's placed a bride as beautiful.
Billy Walker, as we start the day in a positive way with Adam's Side. Before that, our national anthem sung by Leanne Rimes. Good morning, kids. 9 minutes after five on this Friday. Ooh, Friday. Here we go. And the promise of a nice, warm day. So take it all in. Bask in the warmth. Get out and get a little bit of fresh air today. And then hunker down for the weekend and through like Tuesday or whatever it is. It looks like by the middle of next week, it kind of straightens out again, 20. And then Thursday of next week, 27 degrees. So it'll get back to, you know, somewhat bearable, I guess. Right now, we start out at 25 degrees. Well, we trust you'll have a good day in Southwest Wisconsin. We have some info to get you in the know. A check of sports scores coming up in about 10 minutes. We had quite a few games involving our local high schools last night, so we'll share that with you in a few. Here's Patti Loveless.
Concentrate. together. I try to think about Shakespeare.
Sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name.
Williams on WRCO Radio, 5:15 the time. Moving on here on WRCO Radio as the aerobic polka percolates, and we're about 15 minutes away from an update on farm news and markets. The United Women in Faith of the Viola United Methodist Church will have a chicken and biscuit dinner Saturday from 5 until 7. The cost is $13 per person with special pricing for families. And an old-fashioned barn dance with the Driftless Folk School will be held at the Lafarge Community Center Saturday from 5 until 9. A potluck will be held at 5, and dancing will get underway at 6:30.
And lock the door, and baby, we can make some more. The world supply will never end as long as you and I pretend.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
A sports update today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Last night in boys basketball, it was a win for Lancaster over Richland Center, 67-41. River Valley, 69-39 over Prairie du Chien. Platteville, 78, and Dodgeville, 52. Highland over River Ridge, 85-72. In area boys basketball, Wisconsin Heights, 62, Waterloo, 51. In girls basketball, Darlington 53, Riverdale 45. It was Southwestern 49-43 over Boscobel. Cuba City 69, Fenimore 23. Kickapoo edged Waseca Steuben 38-34. Seneca 43, Lafarge Youth Initiative 32. Mineral Point 66, Iowa Grant 29 in girls basketball. Nacita over Winnewick Center 37-33. Hillsboro 45, New Lisbon 37 as well last night. And DeSoto 67-45 over North Crawford. Ohio State beat the Badger women's basketball team 80-69. From the NBA, Indiana 111, Detroit 100, Phoenix 130, Washington 123, Oklahoma City 134, Cleveland 114. The Clippers beat Portland 118-89, Sacramento 132, Houston 127. Minnesota a winner against Michigan in Big Ten basketball last night, 84-81, as Minnesota knocked off number 20, Michigan. And that's an update on sports.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals. Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
25 degrees, how about that? Don't get overheated when you do the aerobic polka this morning, okay? Here we go. Yep.
Supper time, be my little sugar and love me all the time. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time, be my little honey and love me all the time. Put your arms around me, swear by stars above, you'll be mine forever in heaven of love. Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time, be my little sugar and love me all the time.
sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time. Honey in the morning, honey in the evening, honey at supper time. Be my little honey and love me all the time.
Put your arms around me, swear by the stars above, you'll be mine forever in heaven of love.
Sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time.
There you go. That was a hot one. The Sugar Time Polka with the Good Time Dutchman out of Keewaskum, Wisconsin there, kicking out the polka jam for me and you today. Well, it is now 5:24 as we recover a little bit from that one. Whew, catch our breath here. And this is Henson Cargill and his biggest hit called Skip a Rope.
Skip a Rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Daddy hates mommy, mommy hates dad. Last night you should have heard the fight they had. Gave little sister another bad dream. She woke us all up with a terrible scream. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't kind of funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Cheat on your taxes, don't be a fool. Now what was that they said about a golden rule? Never mind the rules, just play to win. And hate your neighbor for the shade of his skin. Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Oh, listen to the children while they play. Now ain't it kind of funny what the children say? Skip a rope. Stab them in the back, that's the name of the game. And mommy and daddy are who's to blame? Skip a rope. Skip a rope. Just listen to your children while they play. It's really not very funny what the children say. Skip a rope. Skip a rope.
Nothing gonna slow me down.
The Judd's on WRCO, Light in the Milk House Show today. Hey, we're looking at highs of 43 later, so get ready. Could be a few sprinkles by late afternoon, which could turn to flurries tonight. A low of 10 this evening, and then Saturday's high just 16. Sunday, a high of just 0. Some dangerous wind chills could be in effect again Saturday night into Sunday, Sunday into Monday, and Monday into Tuesday as well. Southwest winds are at 5. It's 25 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Zeldin Hearing. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Environmental Protection Agency Administrator nominee pledged to work collaboratively and transparently with Congress as part of his confirmation hearing Thursday. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin says it's his moral responsibility to be a good steward of the environment and taxpayer dollars.
It is my commitment to follow my obligations under the laws set by Congress, to look at laws, decisions that have been made by the United States Supreme Court, and to make sure that we are pursuing common sense, pragmatic solutions.
Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman asked Zeldin to work with USDA to create a science-based and predictable regulatory system, while Nebraska Republican Pete Ricketts pressed for clear guidance on the Clean Water Act for farmers.
It should be as clear as possible so that your people can understand without having to go hire an attorney or someone else to assist them with compliance and definitions.
Well, again, I would just remind you that the Clean Water Act says navigable waters.
A professor of ag economics at the University of Illinois says outlooks for 2025 commodity prices remain challenging. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Scott Irwin says most balance sheets have seen some relief in recent months with a minor harvest rally and now supply and demand surprises.
Things are not as dire as they looked last summer, but we still have a situation where costs have gotten elevated relative to the current level of grain prices.
However, he tells Brownfield, even with promised federal aid payments coming to farmers this year, profitability will still escape many producers.
Before the payments, we were looking at a loss of about $90 an acre combined for corn and soybeans, and with the payments, a loss of around $54, $55 an acre.
Irwin says production costs for corn and soybeans are comparable on cash rent acres, so he expects to see an increase in planted corn acres this spring. From the Illinois Soybean Association's Field Advisor Forum at Memorial Stadium in Champaign, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
And the USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service didn't take long to tally the farmer votes on the federal milk marketing order proposal. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
The process of opening the federal milk marketing orders took about 2 years, but ended quickly Thursday.
All of the federal milk marketing orders were approved by producers.
Dana Cole with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service tells Brownfield ballots were due Wednesday, and her agency wanted to get the results out quickly so farmers and processors could plan accordingly.
Having the uncertainty of whether or not orders were approved and if the changes were going to be implemented, and more importantly, when those changes might be implemented, was really important to USDA to ensure that we could get that information out there.
Cole says there are still issues that each individual marketing order may wish to change for the benefit of their region, such as milk pooling provisions. From the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Direct cash cattle trade ended the day with more business, and cash hogs were steady to firm at the close. Good morning, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cash cattle country had a light trade in all three major feeding areas on Thursday. Northern dress business in Nebraska was reported at 322. A very light trade in the southern area was noted at fully steady at 201. Asking prices remained firm around 202 plus in the south and 323 plus in the north. At the Bassett Livestock Auction in Nebraska this week, feeder steers and heifers traded unevenly steady compared to the most recent sale. USDA says total receipts were up on the week and sharply higher year over year. Demand was good with several buyers and an active internet bidding. Feeder supply included 79% steers, and 73% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 700 to 741 pounds, brought 299 to 321. Medium and large one-feeder heifers, 604 to 648 pounds, sold for $295.50 and $3.19. Boxed beef was mixed at the close with choice down 73 cents at $3.33.41 and select up 134 at $3.19.38. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head. Cash hogs were steady to firm with light closing negotiated numbers at the major direct markets. Most buyers at those major markets should now have their near-term needs pretty much covered for the rest of the week, especially after strong business that occurred on Wednesday. The cutout value closed modestly lower, falling below the five-day average. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 3 cents, with a base range of $71 to $81. Butcher hogs were mostly steady at the Midwest cash markets on Thursday. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady at 37 to 49. Barrels and gilts were ranging from 46 to 56. Pork values were lower at the close, down 44 cents at 90.39. Estimated hog slaughter was 488,000 head. At the CME, live and feeder cattle futures were down sharply on fund and technical liquidation, despite another round of steady to higher direct business. Lean hog futures were mostly lower on spread trade and the drop in cattle, largely ignoring the cash and wholesale trade during the session. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agra America.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business Thursday was mostly a 203 to 205 live and 322 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics, leveraged the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were lower with rain in the forecast for dry parts of South America. March beans were down 23 and three quarters at 10.19. May was 23 and three quarters lower at 10.31 and a half. March corn was down 4 1/4 at 4.74 and a half. May was 5 lower at 4.83. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on fund and technical liquidation. February live was down $1.92 at $196.60. April was $1.65 lower at $197.67. March feeders were down $2.07 at $267.72. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and the drop in cattle, with February down $82 at $82.30 and April $47 lower at $90.55. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
How will ag trade be impacted under a new president? An ag economist shares his thoughts today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly: a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Trade is a huge part of the U.S. ag economy, and with President-elect Trump's plan to increase tariffs under his administration, farmers certainly have a stake in the matter. Matt Roberts is an independent ag economist from Ohio who says trade issues are not a new thing.
My biggest worry about the future of ag and broadly economics and human welfare is, you know, there was this long history that there'd always be one candidate who was anti-trade for president, one who was either anti-trade or maybe, you know, mildly pro-trade. But once they get into the White House, they become pro-free trade. But now what we're seeing is the third term where that didn't happen. And in fact, nobody is defending trade anymore.
Robert says regardless of the trade climate, farmers and other businesses as well are going to have their work cut out for them.
What my experience in all business people, farmers and other business, isn't do you work hard, whether or not you're successful. It's do you do the hard work? Do you do the things you don't want to do? Okay? What will define your success is the amount of energy you personally and your organization puts into doing the stuff that you don't like doing.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service didn't take long to tally the farmer votes on the federal milk marketing order proposal. Brownfield's Larry Lee reports.
The process of opening the federal milk marketing orders took about 2 years, but ended quickly Thursday.
All of the federal milk marketing orders were approved by producers.
Dana Cole with USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service tells Brownfield ballots were due Wednesday, and her agency wanted to get the results out quickly so farmers and processors could plan accordingly.
Having the uncertainty of whether or not orders were approved and if the changes were going to be implemented, and more importantly, when those changes might be implemented, was really important to USDA to ensure that we could get that information out there.
Cole says there are still issues that each individual marketing order may wish to change for the benefit of their region, such as milk pooling provisions. She says the regional hearing process would be similar, but would likely take much less time. From the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Dairy checkoffs in Michigan and Florida have announced a new strategic partnership to increase dairy promotions across both states. United Dairy Industry of Michigan CEO Melissa Gearharder will lead the organizations through the transition.
It really truly is a cross-collaboration of all skills and talents.
UDIM and Florida dairy farmers will maintain their local identities as the groups identify synergies moving forward. Cash dairy prices were mixed Thursday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 73¾ cents. Blocks down 6¾ cents at $1.89. Barrels up 5 cents at $1.89 as well. Butter down 3¼ cents at $2.53½. And non-fat dry milk unchanged at $1.36¾. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 43, a chance of spotty sprinkles by late afternoon, which could turn to flurries by the evening. For tonight, 10 degrees, and for tomorrow's high, 16, 8 below Saturday night, and 0 for a high both Sunday and Monday, with some dangerous wind chills Saturday night, Sunday night, and even Monday night. A southwest wind at around 2 miles per hour. After a low of 23, it is 25 degrees. That's how it rolls today. Weather-wise, get ready for a nice day and then a hunker down day or two. Let's see if the old 57 Chevrolet starts this morning.
Come and look at this old faded photograph. Honey, tell me what it brings to mind. It's a picture of that 57 Chevrolet.
just can't stop my heart from loving you. I can't stop my heart from loving you. Though you treat me badly and make me
The O'Kanes on WRCO Radio, and can't stop my heart from loving you. We'll get old Tony in with the weather picture in just a bit here from WRCO. It is 25 degrees. Yeah, roll up your sleeves a little bit. Get a little wild today, right? Because you're going to want to cover up and hunker down, get into your igloo by this weekend, that's for sure. The way it goes, by Monday, it'll be a whole different ball game, right? T. Oslin on WRCO Radio. Tony's weather is next.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner, and nothing says I love you like Sawyer Sweets delicious Valentine's cookies. Order your custom cookies today to ensure delivery just in time for Valentine's. Call Amber at 920-763-4714. Show your love for your sweetie with Amber's Sweets. Sweet treats for your special someone.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a warm day shaping up today for this time of the year. Temperatures will soar almost 20 degrees above normal with that gusty south wind flow ahead of a strong cold front barreling in from the northern plains. Now, we will have sharply colder weather moving in by tomorrow. In fact, dangerous wind chills developing by Sunday, lasting through Tuesday. Be prepared for the coldest weather of the winter season so far. We are expecting generally dry weather over the period as all that Arctic air moves in. However, with this cold front coming through this evening, there might be a few brief sprinkles and flurries, but don't expect much. Now, later next week, it'll start to warm up toward late Tuesday and Wednesday, and with the warmer air, a weak weather system coming through by Thursday morning could deliver a little bit of light snow. That's really our next chance of anything organized. So today, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably warm. Chance of spotty sprinkles by late afternoon. High temperature 43. South wind 12 to 22, becoming southwest. Tonight, a few snow flurries are possible in the evening. Then variably cloudy, breezy, and colder, low near 10 degrees. Wind northwest between 10 and 20. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and cold with a high of 16. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Saturday night, mostly clear and bitter cold, low at 8 below zero. Wind chills plummeting to 20 to 25 below zero. Sunday, sunny or partly cloudy, breezy, and bitter, high of zero. Now, Sunday night, the wind chills could reach 30 below zero with a low of 10 below. Monday, a lot of sunshine and breezy, high of zero. Monday night's low temperature 14 below, wind chills 30 to 35 below. Tuesday, lots of sunshine, high of 4 degrees. And by Wednesday, clouds increase in warmer, high of 20. Chance of light snow Thursday, high 27. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
25 right now with cloudy conditions, 34 yesterday's high, the record high 54 in 1894, record low 34 below zero in 1982. Last year's high was 16 and the low negative 9. Sunset will have it at 4:54 this afternoon. Sunrise time this morning around 7:30. Southwest winds are at 4. Barometer is at 29.61. No precipitation today. Our low has been 23. Right now we're at 25 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 Richland Center. The news at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. The Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. And Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters in Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden's pardoned almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders, saying he's issued more pardons and commutations than any other president in history. He